Well, I just wanted to sort of send a little message to those people working at BBC iPlayer, which I think is a fantastic little invention. And I have been, you know, I've been living here in Spain. This is my fifth year. And for most of the 5 years, I've been sort of using the BBC iPlayer. I can't honestly remember using it in the first year I was here, because I'm not too sure if the iPlayer was going back then. Probably it was, not too sure. But as time's gone on, I've sort of become more sort of dependent on the internet while I've been here to do all my broadcasting and everything. But certainly once I discovered the BBC iPlayer, I thought this was like the greatest piece of kit ever, all of these programs in the same place. Of course, at the moment, you can't, if you live outside of the UK territories, you can't access any of the television programs, which I think is a terrible, terrible shame. And I would certainly be in the group of people who say, well, why don't you let us pay for a sort of international TV license or something? And we'd be more than happy to do that, to pay for it. And in return, we can have access to the programs. Whether that would sort of give you the on-demand thing, or whether you'd have access to the live broadcasts as well, I'm not entirely sure, but simply having access to all of the sort of television programs from the BBC whilst I'm sort of here, away from home, missing my friends, missing my family, and missing, of course, the BBC, Anti-Beeb. I think it would be a wonderful thing, and I've heard, well, they started talking about it. I don't know if it was on feedback or if it was on the media show, but they started to talk about this sort of possibility of an international BBC iPlayer, but something that's sort of independent from iTunes or whatever. I understand this is a crazy sort of economic world we live in now, and everything's sort of shared and all kinds of things. You know, the BBC wants to have the programs sort of in a way, obviously for people who pay the TV license first, and then they're looking at ways to distribute the content, if you like, around the world. And there are various ways you can do that, through the World Service, through Worldwide, through BBC America. I lived in America for a bit. I was I even paid, it was a few years ago, sort of when digital cable was just beginning, and it was back in the days when if you got, I think it was Time Warner I had, and you had the choice of either going for analog or digital. This is how long ago it was. You had the choice back then. And I wanted BBC America, and it was only available on the digital platform. And being the loyal fan of the BBC that I am, I paid for the digital version and basically had all the same channels, except I also had the BBC. But basically all the other channels were all the same as the analog. But I went for it, and I got it. I paid the extra, and it was very expensive. American cable back then, when I was in Memphis, was very expensive. You know, practically sort of twice the price of the what you pay here. It was very expensive. But I did it out of my loyalty for the BBC, and because I wanted to sort of see the programs. And it was fantastic. I had a great time. But that was, you know, I was doing that back then, and it seems a shame all those years ago. And now, when you have sort of easy access with the internet and everything, something similar can't be done. And it seems quite a shame that I'm unable to get access to sort of some sort of official BBC collection of channels. As I say, if I want to see programs, you know, various things pop up on, I'll be watching Spanish channels, and they'll show a BBC program or something, and you always know it's BBC because the BBC logo comes up. But I want something official, something, you know, this is Channel 3 or whatever, this is the BBC channel, or Channel 222, doesn't matter, just a channel which is sort of the official BBC channel. That's what I want, as opposed to sort of watching this program here and that program there. Give me some sort of official thing that I can sort of register my vote for through paying for it, basically. So some sort of international iPlayer, or something which allows me to watch the BBC in Spain, would be fantastic. And I do hope something is sorted. There was something announced. I read it somewhere, or it was on BBC News or something, but something is planned for maybe next year. I think this would be a fantastic idea and a great opportunity for the BBC.